you're listening to BBC Sussex Drive Time with Sarah Gorrell, and some good news now. Brighton and Hove has been named the top place in England for mums breastfeeding their very young babies. New NHS figures show the city now has the top rate of exclusive breastfeeding at 6 to 8 weeks in the country. Well, Brighton and Hove has been above the national average for a number of years. Joining me in the studio now, Liddy Lawrence, a public health manager for Brighton and Hove City Council, lead commissioner for breastfeeding services in the city. Very good to see you. Thank you for coming, and what great
Thank
news.
Thank you. It is indeed. It's great news. As you said, the breastfeeding levels in the city have been way above the national average for many years, but it is now the first time that we actually top in the country. So it's fantastic news. And it's well done, really, to all the mums and the fantastic community breastfeeding team and the midwives and the local NHS organisations for all their hard work.
I'm presuming as well that if people are exclusively breastfeeding at 6 to 8 weeks, they're more likely to continue because they've established that pattern.
Yes, that's right. And also they have, you know, the support and the advice. They have the relationship with their health visitors and other health professionals and the support of other mums as well, which is really important.
That is so important, isn't it? I remember from when I had my own children that people very quickly sometimes give up when you're coping with the demands of a new baby and all the stresses and strains that puts on you.
Yes, absolutely. It's not uncommon to struggle with breastfeeding. And there's a lot of help and support for that as well. Indeed, there's help and support for all mums, you know, those who can breastfeed and want to breastfeed, but all the mums who find it really challenging.
What kind of benefits does it offer?
There's loads of evidence of benefits for both babies, but also for mums. So the benefits for babies could be, for mums, it's a natural food specifically designed for babies. It's the right temperature. It's free. It's readily available. It also protects from infections and diseases. And it also can really help create a real bond between mums and babies. So loads of benefits.
And you sometimes hear stories of people who are breastfeeding in public not getting a very good reception. Is that changing? Are people in Brighton and Hove fairly open to people breastfeeding?
It's difficult to say for sure, but what we know is that we have an amazing numbers of women who've breastfeed. So there must be something in that.
And yes, I suppose the more people that do it, the more acceptable and, you know, people are used to seeing it.
Absolutely.
Then.
And women feeling comfortable that they can breastfeed in public spaces in the city.
And as you say, it sounds like it's really that support, that the just straightforward things of people talking about their concerns that really makes all the difference.
Absolutely. And there's a peer support programme which has a daily presence on the postnatal wards, and these are peer support volunteers, so mums who've breastfed themselves, so that's fantastic. And then there's more specialist supports, if you will, from the community breastfeeding teams and the health visitors. And it's accessible in a range of settings in the city.
And, of course, great to be the best in England. And now the pressure is on to keep it that way. So
it
I'm
is.
Presuming that you're continually developing services and support groups.
Yes, absolutely. And also we're working very hard, or the community breastfeeding team is working very hard in some areas of the city where the level of breastfeeding may not be as high as other areas of the city, even though they're still higher than the national levels. And that's something that we want to do a lot more of.
It must be so tremendously satisfying to work in an area of health where you are having such a long-term impact, as you say, on the health of both the mothers and their babies.
Yes, from a public health perspective, it's fantastic, yes.
And I presume that people can find out more about support groups and if, you know, maybe someone listening at the moment who is struggling with breastfeeding,
yes.
There'll always be someone out there to help.
Yes. And, you know, if you just Google breastfeeding in Brighton and Hove, you get hundreds of results with all the breastfeeding groups, etc. Lots of independent websites as well. And there's a www.breastfeeding.nhs.uk website as well. So there's loads of support there.
Well, thank you so much for coming
thank
in the studio.
Thank you for
Real
having us.
Pleasure to meet you.
Great.
Thank you
thank
very
you.
Much for that.